have some people around me, thank God, that do not think like me, that I have to run ideas by, and they don't see the world the way I see it. And that is good, because it shows me the whole area of my life that my talents, my buildup doesn't let me see, or doesn't easily let me process. And I'm grateful for that too. And that's part of being organic. That's part of being whole and letting everything come in and everybody come in and become part of what can be, of where we're going.
Welcome to the Simon Remix. Stories, meditations, and conversations from the crossroads of industry and artistry.
If you listened to the last episode, you know I was sitting in the soundproof room in Old Town, Alexandria, talking about letting go, shutting down the studio. I said I was done trying to force a pre-made solution onto people, trying to sell it, trying to pitch it, trying to cold call people and, you know, sell them my solutions. Instead, I promised I would go out and find the people and the issues that I truly wanted to serve and fall in love with them and solving their problems. And well, I've been trying to do just that, or at least think that way. I've allowed myself the margin to show up and support my network. And surprisingly, it is my network that has shown up for me too. You know, without the angst of making things work, they seem to be working. My network knows me, the people that know what I do look for me, and that's good. That's enough. I'm focusing my energy where I can actually help good ideas grow. Locally, that means supporting the New Life community, a small church in my neighborhood. It means serving on the board of Fairfax Futures, a nonprofit that helps kids in Fairfax County from early childhood to young adulthood. Nationally, it's continuing to do my work with AARP, enhancing the sound of the 260 plus episodes of the Perfect Scam podcast, for example, that helps protect people from scams. And globally, as a founding member of the Global Peace Ambassadors Foundation, bringing creative development and strategic thinking and media production to this global movement. I'm truly excited about what is happening in all these communities. All of this has brought me to the big question people have asked. What happened to Simer? What's happening with Simer? What's Simer going to be now? And also, what is Simer not going to be? Right. To be honest, Simer isn't a standard company in the industrial sense anymore. It's not a 9-to-5 studio where we're focusing on filling hours and selling audio packages and keeping the physical space open and available for people. I think Simer is a slow company. I mean, thinking of the magazine Fast Company, well, Simer would probably not be in that magazine because it's slow, it's organic. It's not industrial in that sense. It's a private practice, a rethink tank, a place where we give ourselves permission to thinker, like to tinker with thinking, to question the rush, to ask, How can we do this differently? There's one phrase that I've shared. Actually, let me look at that post on LinkedIn, because I said it really well over there. I've said, don't get efficient before you get effective. Meaning, don't get trapped in or hide behind tasks that don't advance the company, the department, the team, the project, your real and important goals, just because they are easy to measure. Or you'll end up with years of compliance, but nothing to show for it. In other words, don't practice mistakes. I want Cymer to be like an art project, an art gallery. When I say artistry, I don't mean show business or success. I mean generosity, openness, courage to share, to make something that is you, without a recipe that nobody asked for, that is not on the schedule, and sharing it. And another one of our phrases is, if it helps. If it helps, let's do it. If it helps, let's plan it. If it helps, let's move forward. If it doesn't, just because it's a format, just because we've always done it that way, we don't have to. And Cymer is not going to. And Cymer is not necessarily media. It's about ideas and growth and community. So it doesn't necessarily, although every community and all humanity depends on stories, and how we share ideas is through stories. It doesn't have to be media. It doesn't have to be a media solution. It doesn't have to be music, although it's very musical. It's very heavily musicalized. I think that's one of the things that I know I can bring that gives me an unfair advantage, to use one of the industrial phrases. But at the same time, I've been thinking lately that, thinking of the Enneagram, and I'm a 3 on the Enneagram. Your greatest gift casts the shadow that makes your greatest blind spot. I don't want to fall into that. I want to listen to the critic and to that person objecting. And I have some people around me, thank God, that do not think like me, that I have to run ideas by, and they don't see the world the way I see it. And that is good, because it shows me the whole area of my life that my talents, my buildup, doesn't let me see, or doesn't easily let me process. And I'm grateful for that too. And that's part of being organic. That's part of being whole and letting everything come in, and everybody come in and become part of what can be, of where we're going. Cymer is a river that's heading to the ocean. A place where creativity is welcome. An idea lab where the rush of industry doesn't have the last word. A place that can grow organically, where ideas can grow naturally, where information can gather because of its own structure, not try to force some industrial format on it and kill it. A place where we let ourselves be who we are and bring what we have without early judgment, without prejudice. It's about creating media that moves us toward love, freedom, and real connection. It's a space to filter out the noise, stop forcing things, and discover the real song of significance.
The Cymer Remix is a production of Cymer.co. Find out more at Cymer.co. That's Cymer.co. And if you like what you hear and are interested in working with us, please reach out through email at info@cymer.co.